Simon & Schuster Audio presents Uglies by Scott Westerfeld. Read by Emily Tremaine.
Part 1. Turning Pretty. Is it not good to make society full of beautiful people? Yang Yuan, quoted in the New York Times.
New Pretty Town. The early summer sky was the color of cat vomit. Of course, Tally thought, you'd have to feed your cat only salmon-flavored cat food for a while to get the pinks right. The scudding clouds did look a bit fishy, rippled into scales by a high-altitude wind. As the light faded, deep blue gaps of night peered through like an upside-down ocean, bottomless and cold. Any other summer, a sunset like this would have been beautiful. But nothing had been beautiful since Paris turned pretty. Losing your best friend sucks, even if it's only for 3 months and 2 days. Tally Youngblood was waiting for darkness. She could see New Pretty Town through her open window. The party towers were already lit up, and snakes of burning torches marked flickering pathways through the pleasure gardens. A few hot air balloons pulled at their tethers against the darkening pink sky, their passengers shooting safety fireworks at other balloons and passing parasailers. Laughter and music skipped across the water like rocks thrown with just the right spin, their edges just as sharp against Tally's nerves. Around the outskirts of the city, cut off from town by the black oval of the river, everything was in darkness. Everyone ugly was in bed by now. Tally took off her interface ring and said, "Good night." "Sweet dreams, Tally," said the room. She chewed up a toothbrush pill, punched her pillows, and shoved an old portable heater, one that produced about as much warmth as a sleeping, Tally-size human being, under the covers. Then, she crawled out the window. Outside, with the night finally turning coal black above her head, Tally instantly felt better. Maybe this was a stupid plan, but anything was better than another
Sample complete. Ready to continue?